بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة، واتقوا الشح فإن الشح أهلك من كان قبلكم، حملهم على سفكوا دماءهم واستحلوا محارمهم. We are in this chapter that it is haram to make zulm on anyone. And any person, if unfortunately he has made zulm, he should correct those matters. Return whatever he has taken wrongly from anyone, harmed anyone, backbited about anyone, he should correct all those matters. Those are very important. Then we read the two ayats of the Quran Sharif, and then the hadith, which with the first part of the hadith we read yesterday, where Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us and told us that fear and stay away from making zulam. Stay far from it, keep away from it. Because zulam on the day of Qiyamah will be changed into zulumat, darkness upon darkness. And when a person is in darkness, we know how he feels. He can't see anything. He doesn't know his direction. And to be in that condition on the day of Qiyamah will be very, very, very difficult and sad for a person. And that will be because of the zulm that he has made in this world. And as we had explained, zulm is of various types. And we have to stay away from all types of zulm. Whether it is in with regard to the spouses, husband fulfilling the rights of the wife fulfilling the rights of the husband, children's rights, neighbor's rights, plenty there are. So all that we should learn our deen also, as we take out time for so many other things, we should take out time to learn our deen and know that what is all the various type of zulm which I may be involved in my life. What am I responsible for? And then I should try and correct that. Then the second half of the Salatu wasalam said, وَاتَّقُوا الشُّحَ, and abstain, be very careful from miserliness, from being stingy. This is also, and all this is really in that bab and in that chapter of our deen, which has to do with akhla, with islah of the nafs. That is, for example, zulm. That is also part that we have to learn, and the zulm must come out of us. We have to make our islah. In the same way, shuh, miserliness, to be stingy, that is also a bad characteristic. And upon stinginess, also there is great, great destruction and harm for a person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith warns us, فَإِنَّ الشُّحَّ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. It is this stinginess and miserliness that may destroy the people before you. In other words, it will destroy you also. We might be thinking we are hoarding, our money is increasing, and that is totally wrong. And we have to learn wangji, that where it is necessary to spend there. And to the extent that it is necessary, we should spend. We should not waste also. On the other hand, all this are the things that we have to learn in this worldly life, that we don't be stingy, we don't spend, and on the other hand, we don't spend where we don't have to spend, and we don't spend more than what we have to spend. To be, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a person who chooses the middle path will never ever have poverty or difficulty in his money matters. A person who is not stingy also, and a person who doesn't overspend, and a person who doesn't spend in the wrong places. So that is a thing that has to be not only learned as far as words and kitabs are concerned, but it has to come into our lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it destroyed the people before you, and it will destroy you also. Further, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, warned us fully and completely and said it حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ سَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ. It prompted them to shed blood, and so much so that the stinginess we cannot understand, but it leads a person to murder also. And then he murders also. This is what happened with the nations of before, and this will happen to you. وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ. And then it made to consider lawful that which Allah Ta'ala has made unlawful. A person, because of his nafs, he is prompted to do all wrong things, and he justifies it in it for himself. In his mind, he justifies it. So therefore, these are very dangerous, bad qualities. The one is zulm that is mentioned in this hadith, and the other is stinginess. These are terrible things, and a person has to work to get them out of his system. And just hoping is not sufficient. A person has to work towards that. May Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding and bring the whole of deen, the proper understanding and the proper practice to practice. May Allah give us the tawfiq to practice on the Quran and Hadith, the teachings of deen, and make it part and parcel of our lives, inshallah. وآخر